4-HKX.
Okay. Just hoping that's your, you or Chris or somebody. Oh, we got quite a blow here just a while ago. I don't know, probably 30, 35 mile an hour winds. Not very much rain, 1900s. But it was headed towards Spartanburg.
Good little windstorm. We got some rain, but not a whole lot either. Had quite a bit of thunder and lightning, though.
Well, the good part was it wasn't very electrical here, but I could hear it off northeast of us there towards... It seemed like it... When it comes over the mountains, it kind of follows that if you looked out our front window to the right. And there was some electrical activity up there. But boy, when it come in here, them old trees was bending over. I think my weather station lies because it said the peak was 25 mile an hour. Now it's showing northeast. It was southwest. And I looked at it earlier, and it was running 50 to 60 mile an hour over in Georgia headed this way and down around Clemson. So I'm not surprised some of it sneaked over the mountains. I just got downstairs just now. We was watching it out the bedroom window and just got the lights turned on and sitting down to some fresh peaches. And Bernice made a peach cake today, but it wasn't as good as it looked, but I ate a little bit of it. But she's going to bring me down some hot tea with, I don't know what she puts in it, artificial creamer or something, but it looked like coffee. If I drink coffee this late, I get kind of rowdy. Not much. Oh, I was watching Black Sheep Squadron there a while ago, reruns, of course. But I think combat comes on at 10. But if there isn't anything on the radio, HF, and I don't think there will be because it's a big digital contest this weekend. Ought to be a lot of digital on there. I think mostly ready if I had to guess. I haven't looked. And so I'll probably head upstairs around 10 or something like that and then watch TV for a while. Combat comes on at 10. And I kind of enjoy that. I'll tell you what, I'm at the doctor's office, and I don't know if I told you or not. I was talking to two or three other veterans there, old-timers, of course, because this guy just works on 60 years old and older patients at the urologist. And this gentleman across from me had a World War II hat on, and I asked him if he was in World War II, of course, and he was right proud of that, and he was an infantryman on Utah Beach, and he was 104 years old, and attached to his hat was a Bronze Star with Valor, Purple Heart, and I don't know what all else, and he'd been honored by the French government, said he'd been on TV about four different times. That was really an honor to get to meet somebody 104 years old, and he had all of his faculties and was alert and bright. I guess it was his kinfolk that brought him there, but I think he could have took out and run a 50-yard dash. He was really in good shape.
I have to say that would be quite an honor to sit down and talk to somebody like that and listen to what he really had to say. I think it would do this whole world some good.
I'll never forget Chad going over there and Anna and his description of, oh my God, you know, how did those guys do it? And you look at that beach and how it was fortified and those buzzsaw machine guns and the traps that they had to go through and the tank traps and then get up that wall. It's just amazing. And this guy was an infantryman and he landed on Utah Beach, and that's where he was wounded.
like I said, that would be an honor to sit and talk to somebody like that, because those men are leaving here quickly. There's not many of them left.
There's a little over 1,000 left in South Carolina. They put it on the news the other night on the local Fox channel. That surprised me that they're, because they all got to be up in their 90s. But what a man this guy was. And I told the doctor, you know, that, and he was going to the same doctor. I said, wow, he's quite a gentleman. He says, he sure is, Tom. Said, he's one of my favorite patients. And I can't say as I blame him. He just sat up there and talked like, you know. At 104 years old, I was just totally amazed.
Sounds like it was quite the man.
All of those beaches, you know, there at Normandy and that. I think it was 3 of them. Omaha, Utah, and one other one, I can't remember it. Red Beach or something. And different allies went up to different places, I guess. But all of them was a suicide mission, you might say. The good Lord was just watching over some of them, but still tears you up to watch that, that's for sure. You know, you look at it and you think, my God, I couldn't do that. But, you know, I don't think those boys had a choice. They were drafted, a lot of them, and you, they opened that door on that LST, and you're going to go. And you were trained. I had a friend back in Kansas. His name was Lynn Fields. And he said, me and my buddy, Tom, decided to, I went to high school with him. He said, we decided to join the Army and get it over with. Well, they wound up in the Air Cavalry, and they dropped him into a very hot firefight. And they got caught out in the middle of a rice paddy, and there was a machine gun there on the other side. And there was a little berm that they could hide behind. He said it wasn't much of a berm. But he said, our sergeant was over behind us. And he said that berm kept disappearing a little bit at a time with the machine gun fire. And the sergeant says, run, come back this way. And, you know, they give him a few hand gestures and told him to buzz off, sort of. He says, I'm telling you, that's an order, run. And they still stayed there. He says, I'm going to count to 3, and you better run. And he says, we got him run. And he said, my buddy got shot in the neck, but he lived. And he says, wounded. He said, I don't know why in the world we would have stood up and run. But it's embedded in you, you know. And when the sergeant said run, they just automatically got up and run. Heck, I think I'd have run long before that.
I'd have been moving on, heading for cover, that's for sure.
Story. Anyways, I'll talk to you later, Patrick. Nice to hear you. Maybe see you next week or whenever. Oh, well, no. Next week's D-Day. Or D-Day. And we, God bless you. We wish you all the luck in the world. And give me a text while you're still drunk when you get out of there. And might get a laugh out of that. First thing I'll ask you, does it hurt? Anyways, KO4HKX and 0TR7.
Great, Tom. You and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and yeah, next week is the day, so y'all take care, and it'll probably be a while before I see you again, but good to talk to you tonight. KO4HK, clear.
Hi, Patrick, and 0TR, clear.
For SPX monitoring.
PX, AK4HR, we're getting ready to start up the net here at 9 p.m. Is it okay if I grab the frequency from you, sir? FCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, available through our Echolink node number 545072. This net may be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. Internet, thanks to the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host their net, or our net, on their repeater. Goodness, can't read my own writing tonight. Before we begin our check-ins, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Plus, normally means we don't currently have any traffic or emergency traffic, so does anyone have any for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Traffic or announcements will now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. Goodness, can't even read my writing tonight. Let me try that again. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You are requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called based on the suffix of your call sign. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG Chew portion. Before we begin our RF check-ins, I have a couple of administrative tasks here. We'll go ahead and open the net up to new hams to the area, new hams to the hobby, new hams that may not be familiar with checking into net, how we actually run things. Maybe if you just got your call sign, not really sure how the net operates, if you'll just key up the mic, give your call sign, I'll walk you through the check-in process. So new hams only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, key up your mic now and send me your call. All right, doesn't sound like we have any new hams for the moment, which is fine. Again, just like to pause there for a moment, give those folks an opportunity that may not be familiar with the policies and procedures for checking into a net, and just give them a chance to key up the mic, give their call sign, we get them checked in. Doesn't sound like we have any new hams for the moment, so we'll go ahead and move on to our pre-net check-ins. Again, the pre-net check-in just allows those folks that may not be available at the 9 o'clock hour to stay in touch with the net, get checked in through the brawars.cc website. And you can check in basically from midnight, the night of the net, until right up until about 9 p.m., the night of the net. So give me just 1 second. We'll acknowledge those stations, and we'll move on with our RF check-in. I'd like to welcome Richard. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, KC4, PLT. And Richard's over in Flowery Branch, Georgia. So good to get him in the log tonight. Up next, we've got John. That's Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, KC4, CKT. Goodness, can't get the call signs right tonight. I'll do better as the net goes on. Been off the radio for a while, so we'll see if we can get the vocal cords warmed back up. But anyway, John's call sign, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango. And John's over in Honey Path, so good to get him logged in. Up next, we've got our friend Gus. That's Alpha Alpha 4 Gulf Hotel, AA4GH. Up next, our friend Mel. That's Kilo 4 X-Ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR. And good to see Mel's call sign in there. Up next, we've got Andrew. That's Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD. And Andrew's over in Simpsonville. Up next, we've got Don and Miss Linda. That's Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India, KG4PFI. And Miss Linda, Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima Quebec, KG4QLQ. So good to see Don and Linda in there. Up next, we've got Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. And Ben's over in Simpsonville. About halfway through the list, so I'll let this drop for just a second, and then we'll pick it up and move on with our check-in. In the list, we got our friend Andy up on Table Rock. That's Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. So always good to see Andy in there. Up next, we got Leon, and that's November Charlie 9 Victor, NC9V. And Leon brings along with him Miss Wendy. That's Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-Ray Juliet, KE4DXJ. So good to get Leon and Wendy in here. Up next, we got our friend John up in Brown Summit. That's Kilo November 4 Romeo Juliet November, KN4RJN. And good to see John in there. Up next, Sid. That's Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. Up next, we've got Bill. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey, KC4W. And Bill is over in Anderson, I believe. Let me scroll down my log here. Yep, over in Anderson, so good to get him logged in. Up next, we've got, Patrick. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey Golf Golf, KC4WGG. And Patrick's over in Rome, Georgia, so good to get him logged in there. Now let me do a refresh one more time to make sure I've got everybody. Looks like I've got a couple new stations in here. Just need to get them logged in here. But up first, we've got Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. And last but not least, looks like Landon was able to slide in under there for the 9 o'clock check-ins. So that's Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa, KG4WNP. And good to see Landon in there from Greenville. For all of our pre-net check-ins, let me do a refresh on my screen just to make sure. And it looks like we've got everybody in there. So we'll move to the last administrative piece we've got. Got a couple Echolink stations signed in. So we'll pause for Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. This Jim and Berea, negative and negative.
AK4HR, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Fort Lauderdale. Negative and negative. Thanks for taking a nap.
Group of check-ins there as we check in the Echolink folks, the folks that are signed into the Echolink node so far tonight. Up first, I'd like to welcome Jim. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. K-O-4-Y-H-Y. And Jim, sounding good through the Echolink node. And up next, we've got Greg. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec, K-O-4-W-T-Q. And Greg, think you've got my DX, or for tonight, the DX award so far. And I hope you're enjoying down there in Fort Lauderdale. Spent a little bit of time down there, but nothing like I would like to spend down there, if that makes sense. So I hope you're enjoying your time down there, Greg. Hope the weather's beautiful for you. I'm sure it is. That's what one of the things Fort Lauderdale's famous for. Anyway, Greg, appreciate you taking the time to check in via the Echolink node. Definitely good to hear you and get you logged in here. Through all of our administrative tasks, we have checked in our new hams, our Echolink hams, the pre-check-in, so we'll continue on with our RF check-ins tonight, and tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with our Alpha through Delta group. If your call sign suffix begins with the letters A through D, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
HR, 10 Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in where shows, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you, and all on the net.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4HR. In Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry and Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening.
Juliet 4, Bravo 2, Kilo, India. KJ4BKI, Jack and a Rock Eagle. Go have a great one, Mike. I'll be in and out.
Good to start off the net there with the Alpha through Delta group. Got a few good check-ins there. I'd first like to welcome Rick and his family. Of course, Rick's call sign, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. And Rick brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar. And their daughter, Miss Michelle, down in Ware Shoals. That's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quick. Good to hear you, Rick. Appreciate you bringing Miss Lorena and Michelle along. And I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Up next, I'd like to welcome Dave. That's Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. And Dave's our net control manager and keeps us all kind of moving forward and all kinds of different things behind the scenes. So definitely appreciate everything Dave does for the good of the amateur community and this repeater and our net especially. So, Dave, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Terry. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR. And Terry, appreciate you coming by. Sounded good into the repeater. And up next, our RF long-distance contact is Jack from over in Rock Hill. And Jack, always got a booming signal. Appreciate you coming by and showing us how it can be done. So, again, over RF, I think you might be our DX. I'll have to map it out one night. But, Jack, always sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's give one more call here for the Alpha through Delta group before we move on down the alphabet. A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge C-Meter Net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Net Control, this is Whiskey Delta 4, Bravo Alpha Tango, WD4BAT. This is Vince in Inman, South Carolina, negative and negative.
That long pause there, was thinking somebody might come in there behind you, but we'll go ahead and acknowledge your check-in here. That's Whiskey Delta 4, Bravo Alpha Tango, WD4BAT, and Vince is over in Inman, so Vince, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Good to get you logged in here for sure. All right, let's give one more call, Alpha through Delta, A through D, and then we'll move on down the alphabet. A through D in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control. That normally means we have everybody in that group for the moment, so we'll move on down to the Echo through Hotel group. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
K4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Mike. Thanks.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, Eddie Brevard, no traffic, no comment, I'm monitoring.
There for the Echo Through Hotel group, which by proxy I'm kind of favored to, because that's where my call sign normally falls in too. But anyway, up first, I'd like to welcome Patrick. He's our Sunday night net controller, and among other many things that he does, but primarily Saturday night, and Sunday night. And, Patrick, always good to hear you on the repeater. Heard you and Tom in here just a few minutes ago. And my computer has decided to stop responding. So let me pause here for just one second. My internet seems to have dropped for a second, so I'm getting errors on my screen here. Give me just one second, and we'll continue on with the net. I had to acknowledge those stations there. I was in the middle of acknowledging Patrick's call sign, Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. And, Patrick, all the stuff you do for the net and the good of the ham community, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And I'm hoping to be able to get my internet back up here because it's just causing havoc for me. But let me go ahead and acknowledge Harry here. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And, Harry, appreciate you coming by. Always good to hear you, my friend. And last but not least, we have Ed over in Brevard. That's November 4 Echo Delta Whiskey, N4EDW. So good to get you folks in there. And let me let this drop for just a second, and I'll continue on with the net. Internet looks like it's back up. Not quite sure what that was. Maybe related to the storm or something. So we'll continue on. And may have to switch over to a paper log here in a minute. I know some net controllers do use paper, but I primarily key off of my computer-based log here. So can do the other one, but this one just makes it a little more convenient. So anyway, we'll continue on. We're in the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Normally means we have everybody in the Echo Through Hotel group, so we'll open it up to the big group and catch anybody that we may have missed later. We'll continue on down the alphabet to the India Through Lima group, I through L in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the two Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Sure. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, Opponents Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73 is for each one of you.
HR? Buddy on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo, KR4DBR. This is Bo and Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
4HR. Great to hear you call, Ken. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet as we work through the India through Lima group for the Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight. Another good group of check-ins. So first, we got the keystone for our India through Lima group usually. That's James, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, KK4, JFO. And James, I always feel like I need to sit up a little straighter and adjust my tie from you being up there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. But James, good to hear you, my friend. Always good to get you logged in here. Look forward to hearing you on Saturday night. And tonight does not disappoint. So appreciate you being here with us tonight, James. Up next, our friend Ken. That's Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. And Ken, good to get you from down in Greenville. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. And then up next, we've got Duncan, our Tuesday night primary net controller, among other things. You know, we all kind of do double duty on some different nights, but Duncan's primary, well, I take that back. I think Duncan's Monday night. Getting my nights confused here. But Duncan, that's one of our net controllers. And Duncan, appreciate you coming by and checking in through from Asheville tonight. Duncan's call sign, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. And Duncan, as always, making a good trip into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you for spending a couple minutes with us on Saturday night. And up next, I want to make sure I've got this right. It's Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. And that's Bo over in Easley. Is that correct?
Thank you.
Just wanted to make sure I had you in here. And, again, I'll just repeat your call sign out here for those that may have missed it. It's Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. Goodness, I can't even get it out the second time. But, Bo, appreciate you coming by. Good signal into the repeater from Easley. And I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night as well. And up next, we've got a friend, Larry. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. And Larry, been out of town for a little over a week and a couple of days, so it's nice to get back and actually get the radio on. I feel like I've forgotten how to talk on it. Anyway, having a little bit of trouble, but the technical difficulties make me remember the net a little bit more. Anyway, but Larry, always good to come back and hear some friendly voices, and look forward to hearing you on Saturday night especially. So I hope you and Miss Donna are doing well, and we'll talk again soon. All right, let's give one more call for the India through Lima group, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, net control. Check-ins for the moment. We're about halfway through the alphabet. Looks like I've got an Echolink station signed in over on the Echolink node, so we'll pause for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot Juliet. Josh in Simpsonville, be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Josh. That's Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot Juliet, KG4PFJ. And Josh, appreciate you coming by and getting signed in here. It looks like we have another Echolink node that just, our Echolink station that just kind of popped up in the console. So we'll go for Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Hey, good evening. Please check in KB0, KBJ, Kilo Bravo 0, Kilo Bravo Japan. Steve up here in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Hey there, Josh. I remember you. And we'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
HR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome Steve. That's Kilo Bravo Zero Kilo Bravo Juliet, KB0 KBJ. And Steve, I don't know why, there's some calls that sound different depending on how they're said, and yours is one of those that, for whatever reason, I like to hear KB0 KBJ. That's how I'm used to you saying it, I guess. And then when I say it phonetically, it doesn't sound right. But anyway, Steve, appreciate you coming in and checking in. Always good to hear you over the Echolink node. Appreciate you coming by. I hope you and the family are doing well tonight. And again, Steve's call sign, Kilo Bravo Zero Kilo Bravo Juliet, KB0 KBJ. And sounding good over the Echolink node, Steve. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, sounded like we had everybody in the Indy through Lima group, and it looks like we have everybody on our Echolink node, so we'll slide down the alphabet to the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Strange not to get anybody in the Mike through Papa group, so we'll give one more call, and then we'll move on down the alphabet. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Everybody in the Mike through Papa group, so we'll go ahead and move on down the alphabet to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net
Control. AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. Thanks for calling the net. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Something there, because I thought somebody had keyed up the repeater. I think we might have some propagation going on. I know there's, I think it's a repeater up in Tennessee that we occasionally get some, if propagation's right, we can almost hear those folks checking in. I don't know for sure that's what it is. But anyway, sorry about that little pause there. But Tom, I'd like to welcome you to Blue Ridge Team Internet. That's N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. And Tom, appreciate you coming by. And I heard you and Patrick talking before the net. And always good, again, to come back and hear some familiar voices on the radio for sure. But Tom, hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well. And thanks for coming by and checking in with us on Saturday night. Up next, a friend Chris, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. And Chris, always appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. I'm almost getting into the habit now when I type Tom's call sign in there, I can normally go ahead and start typing yours in there because I'm hoping you'll be following him pretty soon. But anyway, Chris, appreciate you coming by from Liberty tonight, and good to get you logged in here as well. All right, we'll give one more call for the Quebec through Tango group, and then we'll move on to that ever-patient group on Saturday night. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Quebec through Tango group, so we'll move to the ever-patient group on Saturday night. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
HR. 4X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. Here in Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Mike, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Sure. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Juliet Tango, KQ4WJ. This is Seth, I'm in Greenville, and I'll be in and out tonight.
For check-ins, as we work through the alphabet and our uniform through Zulu group, up first, I'd like to welcome Tommy, that's Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. And, Tommy, always look forward to getting to the Uniform 2 Zulu group because I'm pretty sure you're going to be checking in with me down there. And good to hear you from Southern Greenville County. And, of course, Tommy brings with him his sweetheart, Miss Angela. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Bravo Delta. Or, as Tommy likes to say, Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined, which is, I use both of the phonetics when you start calling out her call sign, Tommy. So appreciate you coming by and checking in and bringing Miss Angela along. Hope you guys are both doing well. Up next, we got David. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel, WB4ZPH. And, David, appreciate you checking in from Taylor. It's always good to get you logged in here. And I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us on Saturday night. And last but not least in that group, we've got Seth. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Tango Correction. I saw it, and I still said it backwards. Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Juliet Tango. Seth, sorry about that. My eyes are getting tired as we get a little bit later into the evening. But, Seth, appreciate you coming by and checking in with me, and I'll definitely do better at getting your call sign correct on the first try next time. But I'll read it out one more time. Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Juliet Tango, KQ4WJT. And that's Seth over in Greenville. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with Seth. Always good to hear you. All right, let's give one more call for the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Copy everybody in the Uniform Through Zulu group. So we've been through the alphabet at least one time for our alphabetical groups, and looks like the Echolink node on those stations are checked in over there. So we'll go ahead and open it up to that big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Right, Miss Angela in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Angela and all on the net.
Somebody might come in there on your coattails, but we'll go ahead and acknowledge your check-in here. Gary, of course, it's call sign Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And, of course, Gary's our Wednesday night net controller primarily. Wears many hats. He's our classified ad person on Wednesday night. So our swap net, not classified ad, swap net. in charge of the swap net on Wednesday night. Goodness, Gary, can't even get my words out. I don't know if you heard me earlier talking to Larry. Been out of town for a couple weeks. Goodness gracious. About a week and a half. And just now getting back into the swing of things and trying to remember how to operate my computer and my radio. And I kind of took a little vacation away from technology, so to speak. So trying to get back up to speed on everything. But, Gary, good to hear you. Good to hear some familiar voices as they're coming through the radio tonight. But, Gary, hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. And Miss Joy's call sign, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. And, Gary, appreciate you coming by, checking in with us, and bringing Miss Joy along. Always good to hear you on a Saturday night. Definitely give Miss Joy our best wishes and hope to talk to you again soon. All right, we're continuing on with the Alpha through Zulu group, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. 4HR, looking for additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we secure the formal portion of our net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. This normally means we have everybody, so this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. At this point, we would normally begin the RAGCHU portion of the net, but don't currently have anybody signed in for RAGCHU, so we'll give another additional call for stations wishing to check in. If we don't have any other additional stations, we'll go ahead and secure the net. But looking for stations for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning a suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
If you would, please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4GET, Matthew over here, Northern Pickens County by Table Rock. There'll be no traffic tonight.
Car, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and one of my favorite vanity call signs. Matt, I know you're probably partial to it too, but I just like the suffix for sure. But Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, WW4JET, and that's Matthew. So, Matt, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to get you in the log. Appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night and getting checked in here. Hope you're doing well. All right, let's give one more call. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Control. This is AZQ. Jim in Central, checking in.
Your name and location, but missed your call sign. You're down in the noise just a little bit. Can you give me your call sign phonetically a couple of times, sir?
Certainly. Kilo, Quebec, 4, Alpha, Gulf, Quebec, AQ4, AGQ.
That time, I just, like I say, you were just down in the noise a little bit, but Kilo, Quebec, 4, Delta, Gulf, Quebec, correct?
Negative, it's Alpha, Gulf, Quebec, AGQ.
Definitely getting tired then. Jim, I appreciate you. Let me make sure I've got this. Kilo, Quebec, 4, Alpha, Golf, Quebec.
Roger.
Definitely logged in here this time. So it's Kilo, Quebec, 4, Alpha, Golf, Quebec, KQ4. But, Jim, appreciate you checking in from Central. Not sure. Are you on an HT or running low power over?
I'm on an HT.
I've done the same from, you know, backyard portable. Just a little bit of noise on that first check-in, and like I say, my ears are probably getting a little tired as the day drags on, but definitely got you logged in here, and I appreciate you checking in, Jim, from Central, and definitely good to get you in here on a Saturday night. Appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us and checking into the net tonight. All right, let's give one final call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. 4HR, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'm not sure if the storm maybe made some folks secure. I know we had a little lightning come through here, I guess about 8 o'clock or so, and it's probably been blowing through the area. I know the National Weather Service had a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings from Georgia all the way up through Greenwood, Greenville, all that kind of stuff. So maybe some folks had to secure. So let's do one final call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody for tonight. I know Patrick, KO4HKX, is scheduled up for net control duties tomorrow night. I know he'd appreciate you coming by and checking in with him. I know Patrick runs a really good net, and like I say, he's wears many hats, kind of helps Dave and Gary and all the folks on the repeater hear him in there. Always good to hear Patrick's voice, and I know his net will be awesome tomorrow, so come back and check in with him. Stand by. I'll pass my report, and we'll close out the net. K4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for all stations taking the time to check in. Remember and do your best and try and keep that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night. God bless.
AK4HR, KB0, KBJ.
Go ahead, Steve.
Good evening again. Didn't think of it because I was busy up until now. But have you had that call a while?
I have. It was sequentially assigned by the FCC when I got my extra call sign. I'm trying to remember the date, but yeah, it's been my call since I did extra. Over.
It just seems familiar, so I was wondering. But I can't really place you, but I can place the call.
To remember years ago when you had first gotten married, when they did those Friday night dinners out at the Rebel, Little Rebel restaurant over on 290. I think we actually physically crossed paths, but I think you were just getting engaged, maybe. So it's been a couple couple years, since we've actually physically laid eyes on each other. But I know we've talked on here, and I may have come across you on like Wires X or D-Star. Or do you still do both of those?
Yeah. Once in a blue moon, I pull out the old fusion open spot and fire that up. But I've never been on D-Star. I guess Wires X perhaps somehow links through fusion. But yeah, I remember that time. Well, it was the only time I was to the Rebel there when you guys were gathering there, and yeah, we were engaged, I believe, at that time. Or dating or something, but anyhow, yeah. So that's, I guess, probably where we laid eyeballs on each other. How was it? New Year's Eve, I think it was one time down that way. It was about New Year's Eve time. I remember that. Yeah. Anyhow. Yeah, I looked you up on QRZ and got to knock some of the cobwebs off the face. Looks vaguely familiar, the call, but not the two together, so I guess we'll have to try to do that. Or maybe there was another call similar to yours even further back, but getting into the dusty past.
Looking at your page, too. Are you diving in these pictures? Oh, actually, it says Charleston Tug. Okay, so if I would read a little bit more, I was like, man, that water's got to be cold in South Carolina. But I guess down in Myrtle Beach, it may have been a little bit warmer.
Yeah, that was, getting on a few years now. Probably four. I mean, it was in October, mid-October.
Yeah, dove in Charleston. I've heard, especially like Cooper River diving, is all done by touch. So I don't know. I like to be able to see a little bit in front of me. I don't know if I could do like Cooper River diving, but that water looks pretty clear too. Not sure how far off. Okay, well, again, if I would continue reading, it literally says right there. But yeah, those dive pictures look pretty good for sure. I mean, like I say, I've dove down in Puerto Rico and when I was in the Navy, just recreational type stuff. But definitely love clearer water much more than murky water for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of spoils it when you get that clear stuff and then you have to go digging around in the murky junk, which is a lot of it up here. Yeah, it seems like every time I go down off the coast, which off the South Carolina coast, I don't know how it works out, but it seems to. I've only been off the coast three times, I think, and yeah, first time was absolutely crystal clear, and you can see in those pictures it was about 100-foot visibility, and yeah, and then like for instance, when I dove there last, I asked the people who go every day, you know, I said, "It was pretty clear yesterday." Yeah, they're like, "Yeah, that's happened once other time this summer." I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." So I seem to have a knack for hitting up the really clear stuff when I go off the coast there.
Sure of the others down there, but apparently they're a big haven for shark's teeth, so a lot of shark teeth hunters. I didn't realize there were quite as many sharks, I guess, in the brackish water. I guess that's what you would call it, where the salt water and fresh water kind of mix together, but apparently there's all kinds of, you know, giant shark's teeth in the Cooper River. And apparently that's one of the reasons that all the divers go down there and just kind of feel around in the sand and the mud. But again, I'd be more afraid of finding something in the sand and the mud I wasn't looking for.
Yeah, I've never dove there in the river, Cooper River. I've heard about it. Heard all the current, you know, the current. But then I came up here, and I didn't do it much. And then I found that they did spearfishing out at the Missouri River here. So I've gotten a little bit into that, been out there a few times. And you go right below the dam, where the dam water comes out of the dams, you know. And after diving in that water, well, there's current there. I mean, we're ripping along at 5 mph almost, you know. Well, maybe 3, but it seems like 5 or 10 out of 20. You get dropped off of that stuff, and you got nothing but zebra mussels down there at the bottom ready to slice you open, you know. It's you get the hang of that, and that's pretty good current, so I don't think I'd be too worried about the Cooper River.
Char with KB0, KBJ, and yeah, Steve, I haven't dove in probably years, like I say. You know, back then I was much better swimmer than I am now. More often than not, I just float around in the water more than anything these days and just relax in it. But how's the weather up there? I'm assuming y'all have a relatively mild summer. I know the winters are definitely colder for sure, but how's your weather over there?
Yeah, AK4HR, KB0, KBJ. Winter this winter was cold, January, February. Then it warmed up to seasonable, and it's been pretty nice. Nothing, no terrible winds for a month straight or anything like that. It started off, was it hot in the middle of May. The beginning of May, it was up in the 90s. And then it's cooled off and become more rainy, which is what we need. We're dry. We've been dry. For years, it seems like. Somehow the crops still keep making it. So it's been really, really nice. Going on for about a month now. Since about the middle of May when it cooled off. It's been just beautiful. Oh, we didn't have much snow. We had like 4 inches on April 1st and that was it. Zippo, pretty near. I don't know if I even, I think I snow plowed or pushed snow one day the last winter. That was just for the principle of it. I mean, otherwise I didn't have to. So very little snow compared to some of yours. You're just pushing and pushing, and the banks are higher and higher, and you're covering vehicles, you know. But yeah, it's been really, really nice last month. I mean, days are getting longer, and I mean, it's still light out, you know. It was light for another half hour at least, and yeah, it was just nice 70s. Probably mid-70s, so just really comfortable. Nice weather we've had here lately, over.
Same thing here in South Carolina, too. It seems like, I don't know for sure if others would agree with me, but it just seems like it's been relatively mild and cool most of the spring. You know, I don't know if you heard me telling Larry, KB0, or goodness, can't remember Larry's call sign off the top of my head, but I was talking to him at the net about being out of town for a couple of weeks. We went up to New England to visit my son and his family, and it was relatively cool up there, but it was still, you know, 50, 60s there, and, you know, been hanging around the 70s down here, so it's been a relatively mild spring for the most part. I don't remember my air conditioning being on or trying to beg for mercy like it normally is down here. But I'm sure we will catch up in July and August. I'm sure the relatively mild temperatures will be fleeting now that June has started.
Yeah, I guess time will tell. From what I've been seeing with long-range forecasts, if they know what they're doing, it's not going to be very warm here this summer. Just, you know, it might not even make it in the upper 80s. I don't expect that to hold true. I expect there's going to be some days in the upper 80s. But along with the humidity that we get here. Like I said, we already had that, but it was dry. We had that, you know, springtime dryness. It wasn't bad at all. But now with these crops that are starting to come out of the ground, it's going to get moist and humid and be more humid down there even. So it's going to feel warm, you know, if you get even anywhere near over 80. Which, hey, all that'll happen, so. But as long as we ain't tapping around up in the 90s plus, I guess just deal with it and enjoy summer as... But I'm getting, you know, less and less liking warm weather. I'm just liking cold. Yeah. There's just something I don't care for about sweating. You know, when I was living down there, I got to sweating and I got real good at it. But the longer I stay up here, the less I like this hot stuff. So maybe I don't do enough of it, but I'm still outside in it. So I don't know what to say. Kind of strange.
It's definitely interesting what people get used to, because, again, that's the main reason my son and his family moved back to New England, was just because the heat down here was just crazy. You know, you go outside and you're just dripping with sweat. You know, it's just like stepping into a sauna almost. But then my other daughter, she just moved to Arizona about a month ago. And, you know, she's talking about when she walks out the door out there now, it's like opening up the oven. And she sent me a picture of the other day. She actually had to get little paw shoes for her fur baby dogs because the pavement's so hot out there, it burns the pads on the bottom of their feet. And, you know, it's nothing to be 105, 110 out in the Arizona desert. So, you know, definitely I told her that I'm glad she moved out there better than I. I'll come visit, but I don't plan on staying very long.